to be around those people, and then this early head coaching job at Tulsa Central, there was something in it you enjoyed coaching, and you set out to make that your career.
Well, I did. Going back, even when I was playing high school ball, I was kind of, you know, I don't want to say I was a coach, but I was certainly the person that helped the coach, and always felt like that's what I wanted to do, was to be a coach. And I've never looked back. I've had a great career. But anyway, the 7 years I coached high school ball, I had some chances to go to different junior colleges and go as assistant coaches. But Patsy and I really enjoyed Tulsa so much, and I enjoyed coaching high school players. I felt like I could really have an effect on their lives, because there were a lot of youngsters that only had single parents. That was a time, too, that the integration of the public schools really came into Tulsa. I remember when I got there in 59, that was year McLean opened, that they changed the boundaries. All of the African-American students at that time, for the most part, all went to Booker T. Washington. They changed the boundaries, and so McLean took a certain number, and Tulsa Central got some black students. And that was another thing that was really interesting, because I had never been around black people that much, never had a player on my team at Oklahoma State. We were all Caucasians when I played. So the first African students came, and the first black student was a young man named Riley McCaskill. But we had a lot of black students, and I think that that was a time when it was interesting to see a lot of white students who had never had any kind of relationship with the black students, and they found out that we're all the same. So it was a very, very healthy time, I thought, for a coach to be in a position to help in so many different ways. And so I'd turned down a lot of jobs.